content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. A quick little one from the Smile File from Women's Day, July 17th, World Emoji Day. Coming up quick, if you want to send somebody some interesting emojis, express yourself. From the last issue of First for Women in Women's Health, we've got a couple of questions and answers. Question, is tooth loss common after menopause, and how can I avoid it? Answer, it is. Hormone changes at this stage make women more vulnerable to gum disease and tooth decay. And bone loss related to menopause can affect the jaw, meaning teeth may not be as well anchored. The good news, you can take steps to keep your mouth healthy after menopause. Diligent dental care and preventative tooth care, including regular visits to your dentist, make a huge difference in your overall health. I encourage my patients to use mouthwash and a water pick, and to brush their teeth with a natural toothpaste option. Question, why am I experiencing bladder leaks at 48? Answer, it could be stress incontinence related to perimenopause. Estrogen helps keep bladder, urethra, and pelvic floor tissues strong and healthy. So when levels of the hormone begin to fluctuate during perimenopause, these tissues can weaken, and that can lead to bladder leakage. I recommend that women of all ages do Kegel exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor. When practiced regularly, they can reduce incontinence by 70%, according to research published in JAMA Internal Medicine. To do Kegels, simply tighten the muscles you use to stop urinating for 5 seconds, then relax for 5 seconds and repeat. Question, how can I prevent yeast infections this summer? Answer, try getting more niacinamide in your diet. This B vitamin stops yeast cells from multiplying, preventing them from taking over your vaginal microbiome and causing infection. Canadian researchers say niacinamide can even keep hard-to-treat strains of yeast at bay, a real boon in this era of growing drug resistance. Chicken, tuna, including canned, ground beef, peanuts, and avocados are all great dietary niacinamide sources. I also recommend my patients to change out of wet bathing suits and wash well after swimming to prevent yeast growth. From First for Women, two true and uplifting tales. First, a final promise. It tore me in two when I held my mother's hand in her final moments as she lost her battle with cancer. She could hardly keep her eyes open, but before she took her last breath, she looked at me and said something she wanted me to know. "I will always love you," she uttered as she left this earth. In the days that followed, her loss was unbearable. My mother and I had always been so close that I couldn't imagine life without her. Sleep-deprived and grief-stricken, I plopped on the sofa to watch TV. As soon as I turned it on, the Bodyguard movie was airing, with Whitney Houston singing, "I Will Always Love You." I thought it was just a coincidence, but later that day I got in my car and "I Will Always Love You" was on the radio. Later, while in the grocery store, I heard the song serenading shoppers. I could no longer deny that it was a sign from my mother. I placed a hand over my heart and whispered, "I'll always love you too." And that was Frances Truett of Jackson, Wyoming. And another, connected hearts never forget. I was in a car accident that left me unable to walk or care for myself without a home nurse, so I made the difficult choice to rehome my beloved Pomeranian, Annabelle, with my sister, Gwen. She lived out of state but vowed to give my pup a loving home until I could care for her again. Not having Annabelle made every day feel empty. She always spun 3 times and danced on her hind legs when I walked in, something my sister said she never did for her. It took 3 long years before I was fully mobile again and back to a normal life, and I was thrilled when Gwen planned to bring Annabelle back to me. My only worry was that she wouldn't remember me after all this time. But as soon as Gwen's car pulled up and she let Annabelle out where I was waiting in the driveway, she ran up to me, spun 3 times, and danced happily as if we were never apart. When Annabelle gave me a flurry of doggy kisses, I laughed. "Welcome home, sweet girl," I said with a full heart, grateful our bond was never broken. And that was Karen Hansborough of Bloomington, Illinois. From Real Simple, How to Organize Everything. Tired of digging through that overstuffed t-shirt drawer? Annoyed by those mountains of papers? Even the tidiest house can have too much of this or that. The issue? We tend to put off decluttering because it can feel overwhelming. But the process is really quite simple, and every project can and should start the exact same way, says Tyler Moore, a New York City-based blogger known as Tidy Dad. Whether you're tackling your dresser, pantry, linen closet, or whatever, first emptying everything out and look at what you're dealing with. Until you sort through your stuff, you won't be able to figure out how to organize it, he says. Set aside anything that should be tossed or donated, then go through what's left, grouping like with like. Finally, put things back in a way that makes sense. If you're ready, pick one of those common clutter spots and have at it, using our advice. Then enjoy how it looks and relish that sense of control. So, the problem, crowded dresser drawers. The solution, vertical folding. Dollars to donuts, you've got a few stacks of t-shirts in your dresser and have no idea what's at the bottom or even the middle of each one. Embrace the vertical folding method. Fold shirts in thirds to create compact little packages that stand up on their sides. This way you can slide shirts in and out and view your options. So that's where the blue stripy guy went. The problem? Shoes cluttering the entryway. The solution? A narrow cabinet. Step up your shoe storage game. While there are lots of cabinet options out there, we're partial to the ventilated ones at IKEA. They're the OGs and still the best. They're showing a Stahl, STALL, shoe cabinet from IKEA.com, IKEA.com, for $150. Sweater stacks that always fall over. The solution for that one? Shelf dividers. No more leaning towers of wool. Acrylic dividers will keep your sweaters and sweatshirts separated and nicely piled. They also come in handy for folded jeans, rolled bath towels, and sheet sets. Just move them around to adjust the spacing. The problem? Beauty supplies taking over the bathroom. The solution? A tiered stand. The best way to make a bunch of little things feel like an intentional display? Put them on a stand. Line up potions on one level and nail polish or makeup on another. Bonus points for color coding. The problem? A giant purse collection. The solution? An over-the-door organizer. It's used for all sorts of items, but we like it for clutches, totes, satchels, and other bags because the compartments help them stand up and maintain their shape, keeping them nicer for longer. The problem? Bangles that bang around. The solution, a DIY hook station. Skip the jewelry box. Get a tension rod and install it in a cubby in your closet. Hang some S-hooks from it and use them to hold your bracelets and necklaces. The problem, toys strewn about. The solution, hanging shoe organizers. Don't be fooled by the name. Turns out those fabric pockets are great for blocks, small stuffies, toy trucks, and more. Park favorites lower for little hands to reach. The problem? Jumbled charge cords. The solution? A tackle box. Stop getting your wires crossed. Wind them up and use a box with compartments, like a tackle box, jewelry box, or tea organizer, to hold them. You can even add some labels. Easy to find, easy to identify, and unlikely to get tangled up. They're using bread ties to keep them wound up once they're wound up as well. The problem, an unnavigable garage. And their solution, various wall storage. Free up floor space in your garage to make room for, you know, your car. How? By maximizing the walls. Install a pegboard to hold tools and gardening supplies. Hang a ball holder to keep sports equipment from rolling away. And consider ceiling-mounted racks for holiday decor. They're showing the ever-built 8-shelf ball rack, $22 at Home Depot, and they've got a bunch of basketballs and soccer balls and such stored on it. And the problem, game pieces all over the place. The solution, zippered bags. It's hard to win at Monopoly when half the cards are mixed in with the magnetiles. Corral these tiny pieces into zipped baggies, then pass go and collect $200. They're showing something called the Clear Pouch Set, $34 for a set of three of varying sizes, at scoutbags.com, scoutbags.com. From First for Women, a closet hack for a slip-proof hanger. The new blouses you bought aren't staying on your plastic hangers. To keep them from sliding off, wrap rubber bands around both ends of the hanger. The garment's fabric will stick to the rubber holding the shirt in place. I could use that one. A Grammy-winning musician and actress and entrepreneur, Queen Latifah, has some tips for us. First, my mom always said, girl, go to bed. Stop thinking of everything you need to do. Unplug. You can fix it all tomorrow. Sometimes it's about leaning into the simplicity of things and giving your mind some space to relax. Her keep moving hack, entertaining exercise. I like walking, hiking, biking, shares Latifah on how she keeps her heart healthy. But I think what's most important is connecting with an exercise you enjoy. You're more likely to do it. Also, just take it one step at a time. For me, it's all about doing low-impact things that are easier on the joints. Her movement motivator? Music. Sometimes I throw some music on at home and just dance for 20 minutes. Her stress RX? Surprise positivity. You can find hope in little things like an upbeat playlist or words of wisdom, notes Latifah. Years ago, a woman at a gas station was handing out these small cards. It's a photo of a mantra written in the sand, and it says, never give up. It's so simple, but I keep it in my car, and once in a while I find it, and it's always exactly what I needed to hear that day. Positive words are so powerful. Her confidence booster, celebrate your age. In our 50s, we have to support each other as women. We don't compliment each other enough, and we should, says Latifah. We are more confident in our skin now, more comfortable than we were in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. No one should think life is over after a certain age. I still have so many things I want to do. This is the greatest time for women to lock in on their own health and finally put themselves first. And her joy secret? Looking for the light. It's all about keeping the faith, just like my grandmother always has, Latifah shares. I think I'm in control, but it's helpful to realize we aren't. I can only do my part, and that's it. With the rest, there's something greater at play. It's also important to stay open. In dark times, I'm searching for some light. That's just who I am. You have to remember these things on hard days. And Queen Latifah is helping women feel their best with her new health campaign. Robin McCall, Latifah's character on The Equalizer, protected and advocated for others, and in the star's latest project, Life Imitates Art. Latifah has recently joined forces with Novo Nordisk to spread awareness about the link between obesity and cardiovascular disease, aka CVD. About 70% of people die from the effects of obesity, and it's connected to CVD. We're talking heart attack and stroke, she says. That number is too high. We need to end the stigma around weight and bring awareness to this disease. We want folks to know it's manageable. I want to empower people to speak to their healthcare providers. Just take that step. Knowledge is power, and we owe this to ourselves. From First for Women, books we're loving now, and these have been around a couple of years each, so hopefully they're available as audio versions. First, a suspenseful piece, None of This is True, by Lisa Jewell, J-E-W-E-L-L. I've read a few of Lisa Jewell's books and was excited this was chosen for my book club, says Rachel Cosma, First's health director. True crime broadcaster Alex Summer is celebrating her 45th birthday at a pub when she meets her birthday twin, Josie Fair, a woman born on the same day. Alex agrees to do a podcast about Josie's life, but soon it's evident that Josie is hiding dark secrets and Alex's family is in danger. Says Rachel, unsettling and intriguing, this book kept me up all night as I raced to unravel what happened. Next, a self-help book, How to Focus, by Thich Nhat Hanh, H-A-N-H. I know mindfulness is key to reducing stress and improving focus, but staying in the moment has never been my strong suit until I read this book, says Christina Mastrocola, First Senior Editor. Known as the father of mindfulness, the late Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh teaches techniques to foster peace. He writes, nothing can live without food, whether it's our love, our hate, our thinking, our depression. It cannot continue without nourishment. That nourishment is our focus. In other words, when we concentrate on positives, they expand. Hanh's advice was such a pleasure to read that the book itself was its own form of meditation. And a cozy mystery, Soul of a Killer, by Abby Collette. C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E. My favorite kind of whodunits are ones that make you feel you're solving the case alongside the main characters, and this book did exactly that, says Kaylee Griffin, First Associate Health Editor. Plus, it centers on twins, and as a fraternal twin myself, I just had to read it. Fraternal twins Keaton and Kobe reconnect as adults when Keaton moves to Timber Lake, where Kobe already lives, and together they open Books and Biscuits, a bookstore and soul food cafe. When a local church potluck turns deadly and the body of a disgraced preacher turns up, Kobe's foster mother and a bookstore employee become prime suspects. Between the likable cast of characters and the engrossing case, I was glued to the pages, raves Kaylee. There's a beauty fix. Enjoy smoother skin. For a quick DIY firming scrub, mix coffee grounds with a little coconut oil to create a paste. Massage into your face or body in circular motions for a few minutes, then rinse. The caffeine in coffee stimulates circulation, while the rough texture helps exfoliate and tighten skin. Used regularly, it can leave your skin smoother, firmer, and more refreshed. And in focus this month, cantaloupe. Ripe fruit should sound hollow when tapped, when you're choosing one. Improve eye health. Not only do these melons contain water and fiber, the beta carotene that gives them their distinct color helps maintain good vision. Fresh and fruity granita, easy to make. In a blender, puree the flesh from one ripe cantaloupe, a quarter cup of superfine sugar, 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1 teaspoon lime zest, and 2 tablespoons water. Pour into shallow baking pan, freeze for 2 hours, then scrape into shards with a fork. Sounds like a nice cool down. From First for Women, bourbon brisket. Active time, 20 minutes, total time, 3 hours, plus grill prep time, and this serves 12. We start this meaty main with a sweet and smoky rub and finish it off with a layer of bourbony barbecue glaze. We need 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 2 tablespoons garlic powder, 1 tablespoon smoked paprika, a 4-pound beef brisket, 1/2 cup ketchup, 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar, 1/4 cup of bourbon, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard. Prepare grill for medium-high direct and indirect heat cooking. Combine a 1/4 cup brown sugar, garlic powder, paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Rub over both sides of brisket. In a separate bowl, combine remaining 1/4 cup brown sugar, ketchup, vinegar, bourbon, and mustard. Reserve. Place brisket on grill over direct heat. Cook, flipping halfway through cooking time, 20 minutes. Remove from heat. Place brisket on large sheet of heavy-duty foil. Pour reserved barbecue mixture over the meat. Wrap tightly in foil. Return brisket to grill over indirect heat. Cook until meat thermometer inserted into the thickest part registers 200 degrees, about 2 hours. Transfer the brisket to a serving platter. Tent with foil. Let rest 20 minutes before slicing. And another one, cilantro lime beer can chicken. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 2 hours, plus grill time, and this serves 6. Beer creates an aromatic steam that infuses the meat with moisture and flavor as it cooks, ensuring a memorable bird that's extra juicy and tender. We need 2 limes, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1/4 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 1 4- to 5-pound chicken, 1 12-ounce can of beer. Prepare grill for medium-high, direct and indirect heat cooking. Grate 1/2 teaspoon of zest and squeeze 3 tablespoons juice from the limes. In a bowl, combine paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, oil, cilantro, and the lime zest and juice. Rub outside of chicken with this mixture. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Pour out or drink 1/2 of the beer. Place can in the bottom of a high-sided roasting pan. Carefully lower the chicken cavity over the can without knocking it over. Arrange legs to stabilize the chicken on top of or with the beer can in its innards. Place pan on grill over indirect heat. Cover. Cook until meat thermometer inserted into the thickest part of the thigh, away from the bone, registers 170 degrees, about 1.5 hours. Let stand 20 minutes before carving. From Magnolia, the Spritz, variations on a summer sip. And there are a bunch of them. We'll see how many we can get through. Green Garden Mocktail, 15 minutes is all it takes, 6 to 8 servings. For cucumber apple juice, combine 3 cups chopped peeled cucumber and 1 green apple, cored and chopped, in a blender. Cover and blend until smooth. Strain through a fine mesh sieve, discard solids. For honey syrup, in a small bowl, stir together 1/2 cup honey and 1/2 cup warm water until the honey dissolves. Then for each drink, tear 2 fresh mint leaves and 1 large fresh basil leaf into small pieces and place in a cocktail shaker. Fill shaker with ice. Add 2 ounces or 1/4 cup of the cucumber apple juice and 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of the honey syrup. Cover and shake well. Strain into an ice-filled double old-fashioned glass. Top with 2 ounces or 1/4 cup of elderflower-flavored tonic water, such as Fever Tree brand, or plain tonic water. Garnish with cucumber slices, apple slices, and/or fresh herbs. Limoncello Spritz, 10 minutes, 1 serving. Stir together 2 tablespoons sugar and 1 teaspoon lemon zest in a shallow dish. Press with the back of a spoon until the zest releases oils and mixture is uniformly blended. Wet the rim of a wine glass with water and dip it in the sugar mixture. Carefully fill the glass with ice cubes. add 2 ounces or a quarter cup of limoncello, or for a mocktail, add 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons purchased lemon syrup, such as Terrani brand. Top with 3 ounces or about a third of a cup chilled Prosecco or lemon flavor sparkling water, and 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons club soda. Garnish with a lemon slice or zest. Iced peach green tea. 10 minutes prep time, 20 minutes steep time, and 2 hours of chill time, but this makes 5 or 6 servings. For the peach syrup, combine 2 ripe peaches, pitted and chopped, 1 cup sugar, 2 sprigs of fresh thyme, and 1.5 cups water in a medium saucepan. Bring to boiling, stirring to dissolve the sugar. Mash peaches lightly against the side of the saucepan. Cover and remove from heat. Let steep 20 minutes. Strain through a fine mesh sieve. Discard solids. Place syrup in a jar and store in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks. For tea, place 2 green tea bags in a heat-proof jar or pitcher. Add 2 cups of very hot water. Let steep according to package directions. Remove tea bags and let the tea cool. Chill the tea at least 2 hours. Then for each drink, combine 1/4 cup each tea and peach syrup in a tall, ice-filled glass. Top with 4 ounces or 1/2 cup lemon-lime sparkling water or club soda and garnish with a lemon slice. How about coconut lemonade? Prep time 10 minutes and this makes 6 servings. Remove 2 teaspoons zest and then squeeze 1/4 cup of juice from a large lemon. Wipe rims of 6 glasses with a squeezed lemon half and dip rims in toasted, desiccated coconut. That's dried coconut. Place lemon zest and juice in a blender. Add 1 14-ounce can full-fat coconut milk, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 cup ice cubes, and 2 cups water. Cover and blend till smooth. Carefully pour 3/4 cup into each prepared glass. Top with a splash, 1 ounce, of lemon flavor sparkling water or club soda. Garnish with toasted shaved coconut. Excuse me. And the last one I'll do, tart cherry soda. This one's easy. 5 minutes prep time and it makes 1 serving. Pour 2 ounces or 1/4 cup tart cherry juice and 1/2 ounce or 3 tablespoons bourbon, 1.5 ounce. Well, that would have been difficult. Okay, 1.5 ounce or 3 tablespoons bourbon, rum, or vodka, optional, into an ice-filled glass. Top with ginger ale or cola and garnish with fresh cherries. And 1 quick quote, liberty is the breath of life to nations. And that was George Bernard Shaw. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.